Thank you very much, Grégoire, and good afternoon and a very warm welcome to all of you. I know you have a full program here of interesting sessions, but we're very happy to see the room so full for a really exciting topic, which will hopefully make our transition to a green economy and a green energy system easier. So as Grégoire already said, my name is Inge Petersen. I'm the Executive Director of the Global Battery Alliance. For those of you who are not yet familiar with this organization, we're a public-private partnership, a multi-stakeholder partnership committed to scaling a sustainable, circular and responsible battery value chain by 2030. And we're made up of over 175 members spanning the entire end-to-end battery value chain. So that includes the world's biggest mining companies, but also the battery cell manufacturers, car manufacturers, and recycling companies, as well as the broader battery ecosystem of NGOs, civil society organizations, academia, and international organizations who are all pursuing this triple objective. So today we're talking about how circularity can help bridge the supply gap. We've obviously seen tremendous growth of certain sectors that help us implement the green energy transition. This is first and foremost, but not only renewable energy technologies, but also battery technology to help us electrify our transport and power systems. With this growth of renewable energy technology and emerging technology also comes an increase in raw material requirements. So I'm joined here today also by Benchmark Mineral Intelligence. They published a figure now a couple of years ago, I believe, that highlighted that in order to meet the demand for the battery sector alone, for all these new gigafactories that are being built and have been announced, we would need over 300 new mines for lithium, copper, and nickel, for example. At the same time, we're hearing more and more and we're learning more and more about how can circularity and secondary materials actually help us bridge that gap and reduce pressure on the primary raw material supply. And just this morning, the International Energy Agency published a report on the recycling potential of critical minerals. And it was actually a very encouraging report. So if we're looking at just the successful scale-up of recycling, and we will discuss that, of course, circularity is much more than recycling. But if we're looking at the successful scale-up of recycling in critical minerals, this alone could lower the need for new mining activity by 25 to 40% by 2050 in a scenario that meets climate pledges. And if we're looking specifically at the battery sector, and I admit I'm a little bit biased because of my role, but by 2050, battery recycling could meet 20 to 30% of lithium, nickel, cobalt demand by 2050 if we increase collection rates. So what we want to discuss today is how do we make this potential manifest itself and how do we realize this full potential that is highlighted and modeled there? What are some of the policy levers and the regulations, the regulatory incentives and also voluntary schemes that can help move the needle towards reducing the need for primary materials and increasing the use of secondary materials? For my own organization, the Global Battery Alliance, one concept that we have been putting forward and piloting is around bringing transparency to critical mineral value chains through traceability, and specifically making this applicable at the product level. So the Global Battery Alliance has put forward a battery passport, a digital product passport for batteries that has information on the provenance of the material flows, but also on key sustainability metrics like the battery carbon footprint. And one of the indicators that we have developed over time is to how do we actually incentivize design for circularity? So how can we rate products higher that have been designed with circularity in mind, the ease of disassembly and repair and material recovery, for example. But there's many other incentives and levers, and I'm really happy to be joined here today by such a fantastic panel, some of whom have started this conversation already last year. And we'll continue it today. But I'd first like to turn to you, Sarah. Sarah Colburn is the acting head of sustainability at the Benchmark Mineral Intelligence. where she leads a team of analysts covering research on energy transition supply chains, exploring sustainability of raw material extraction and refining, and assessing ESG risks and opportunities. Beyond this focus, Sarah has experience of leading Benchmark's coverage of the battery recycling market, having been responsible for Benchmark's long-term outlook of the market prior to her current position. Sarah, I'd love to hand over to you to tell us a little bit more about what we mean by circularity and the regulations and policies that can increase it.